This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
The power company Commonwealth Edison today dropped a political bombshell. In a new court filing, the utility is charged with bribery. And the company admits it has steered jobs and contracts toward associates of Public Official A. The document makes clear that Public Official A is none other than the longtime Speaker of the Illinois House of Representatives, Michael Madigan. WBEZ State Politics reporter Tony Arnold has been covering this investigation for months. I asked him to tell us what ComEd has admitted to doing.
The company here, not individual executives, but the company itself, ComEd, is admitting to giving out jobs, even internships and contracts to gain favor with Public Official A. And now Michael Madigan's name is not in this court filing, but the document makes it clear, specifically clear, that they're referring to Speaker Madigan. ComEd, as part of this agreement to this statement, is agreeing to pay a $200 million fine. It's thought to be one of the biggest fine in a situation like this for this region and of the country. And ComEd also agrees to undergo some checks and balances it must adhere to for the next few years. But honestly, the biggest takeaway here is what ComEd is saying it's been doing to make Madigan happy for years now.
And Tony, there's several examples listed in this statement from ComEd. Tell us some of them.
Well, I guess there's a quote in this statement that really just sums it up. It's about hiring at ComEd, and the quote is that it's an old-fashioned patronage system. I mean, an associate of Madigan's used that phrase. The thing is, according to this court document, ComEd's saying they gave out all these jobs all the way from their board of directors down to the meter readers. In a way to curry favor with the speaker, even an internship program to hire students from Madigan's home ward on the southwest side. But it's not just hiring. It's that ComEd was also giving out contracts to people who didn't do any work, but they were associates of the House Speaker. The document, it's just stunning in its detail and how it's organized and how sprawling it is.
And Tony, if all of this was done to please Mike Madigan, then why hasn't the speaker himself been charged?
Reporters asked the U.S. attorney for this district of Illinois, John Lausch, these exact questions today. He would not answer them. He said the investigation's ongoing. Keep in mind that the statements made in this court document are agreed upon language from both ComEd and federal prosecutors. Now, Madigan issued a statement this afternoon. He's denying wrongdoing. The statement of Madigan says, quote, he never made a legislative decision with improper motives and has engaged in no wrongdoing here. Any claim to the contrary is unfounded. ComEd says that it benefited from this relationship to the tune of $150 million in legislation over the last decade. And I should go back to Madigan's statement to say that he went on to say that he has received subpoenas asking for documents about job recommendations. I got that subpoena and I'm going through it. It looks extremely sprawling and is going to be much bigger than just ComEd. One thing I noticed in reading this court document from ComEd, though, today, you know, close associates of Madigan's are in there. There are many details as to what they say Madigan wants. But there's nothing in this document that shows or explains that Madigan is the one directing ComEd or his associates to do any of this. It's not from Madigan's mouth.
And Tony, before I let you go, where does all this go from here?
Like I said, the investigation's ongoing. Madigan's facing a few calls to resign. Even his fellow Democrat, Governor J.B. Pritzker, said Madigan should step down if this is all true. It's clear from Madigan's statement he's not going to be doing that. Keep in mind, this is an election year. Democrats have accused the Department of Justice as being politicized these days for other matters not related to this. So I guess one way to look at this is let the power struggle begin.
That's WBEZ's Tony Arnold, who covers Illinois politics for WBEZ, Chicago's NPR news station.